Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Cheryl Richards, CEO at Catapult Employers Association.
A brand new release came out 2 weeks ago, Catapult's 2025 Workplace Trends Report. And that is a culmination of a variety of surveys that we send out to our members who span the Carolinas. And they give us insights on what they think are the workplace trends for 2025. Things like compensation, paid time off, turnover trends, a variety of things. Catapult is an employers association that started 66 years ago now. The work that we do has spanned more than six decades now, and it's really about the thing that we talked about all day, which is creating environments where labor issues bubble up to the top and are friendly for employers. And so we started out in 1958 as an organization that was really advocating for right to work and trying to make sure that the unionization did not take over and make it more difficult for employers to find talent. Since then, we have evolved and we do a variety of things. But one of the things that we do is serve about 2,000 employers across the Carolinas, primarily small to medium-sized businesses, with all things people-related. So compliance and employment law, training and development. We do a lot of surveys. The surveys that I mentioned here in the Workplace Trends Report come back from employers like you, predominantly manufacturing, because that's the predominant industry in the Carolinas, although retail, healthcare, government, nonprofit, education are making a rise in our survey participation. And what they're all telling us about is investments in AI. It's finding new ways to come across talent and appeal to that talent. It's prioritizing your employees' well-being. And it's about really thinking about HR taking a strategic driver seat rather than being in the receivership seat and just going out to look for talent. So here's what everyone in our survey said were the top challenges for 2024. Leading the way were talent acquisition and cybersecurity. Developing the future workforce, I think that was about 43%. Talent retention, 44%. Inflation at 41%. These should not be surprising at all. In 2025, developing future leaders is up 11% now. Cybersecurity concerns is up 9%, cresting over 54%. But there's a brand new piece to the pie chart that I think you'll be interested in that did not present itself in 2024, that is now presenting itself in 2025, and that is the ability to pay competitive wages. That was not even on the radar when we did this survey in 2024. The percentage of the pie chart that'll make up in 2025 that we're anticipating? 38%, went from 0 to 38%. I think that's a pretty significant shift. And it's what we're hearing from employers because they're finding it harder to find the talent. Why is that? Well, part of it is a skills gap. We've heard that for decades, right? The right skills that are appropriate for the jobs. It's salary expectations. Why is that? And so when an employee gets their 3.5%, 4% cost of living increase, it's just not keeping pace with the compounding inflation factor. And then the third thing was the structural shortage of people. We are just not having babies at the same rate in the 40s. We have the retirement of baby boomers overlapping with the retirement of the Gen Xers, who have made a lot of money and now they can afford to retire. So you have what was 20 years of generations that should have retired at a, you know, normalized pace is getting compressed into maybe 7 or 10 years, two generations. So we don't have enough coming into the pipeline. We got a lot leaving the pipeline. We have this skills gap, and then we have this whole big thing of inflation, which is leading people to say, I need a competitive wage.
You've been listening to Cheryl Richards, CEO at Catapult Employers Association, speaking at the most recent USC Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.